Ahoy there, everyone. Graydon Heathcliff here. I came home to find my son Trevor sitting in the living room talking with Kara, Sam, and their son Bobby. I gotta tell you, I was tickled to see that even Bobby was involved in the conversation. When Trevor and the others noticed I'd gotten home, they all turned their attention to me, and Trevor quickly gave me a hug.
Hey, Dad. How was work?
Went fine, son. I see you're making friends.
Yep. We've been having a nice chat since they got here. I'm actually looking forward to these coming months.
That's good. Hello, Kara.
Hello, Graydon. It's nice to see you again.
It's been quite a while, ain't it?
Indeed. Thank you for offering to have us stay here in your home.
Think nothing of it, Kara. I'm just as glad to have you here as Trevor is.
Hello, Graydon.
Hi, Sam. I assume the drive went well.
The car's still in one piece, so yeah, I guess you could say that.
How are you doing over there, Bobby?
I'm doing okay now, sir. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad to hear that. I hope you're hungry. I'm planning to take y'all out to dinner here in a bit. Would you mind if I talk with your parents alone for a few minutes first, though?
Not at all, sir. Come on, Trevor. I wanted to see all the games you said you had anyway.
Okay. They're up in my room.
I'll call you boys when we're ready to go, all right?
Thank you. Graydon, if you don't mind me asking, how did you and Kara meet? I know you two met many years ago, but I never really got around to asking her how.
Well, that's an interesting story. I'd been living here in Georgia, but Marshall University had more class choices than the ones here in Georgia. About a year after I started there, I actually met Kara in the lunchroom.
Today just isn't my day.
Okay if I sit here?
Huh? Oh, sure, go right ahead.
My name's Graydon Heathcliff.
I'm Kara Taylor.
Hey, Kara?
Yeah?
Here. I noticed you didn't get any soup. You can have mine.
That's very kind of you.
No problem, Kara. Enjoy. Kara and I have been friends ever since.
Wow.
I definitely needed a friend that day. Before having lunch, I was already stressing over a bunch of things. I was really glad for his friendship.
I wish I'd been there to help a bit more, Kara, but I remember I was really tied down with classes that year.
It's okay, Sam. Besides, it got me a new friend, and you know from our childhood how hard it was for me to make new friends.
Right.
When I wasn't talking with you, or else you had classes, I was spending a lot of time talking with Graydon. It eventually led to us dating for a while.
That's great. But then why'd you start dating me?
Well, that's partially because of the fact that I graduated. I had told Kara I'd wait for her, but she told me she didn't want me to do that because she didn't want to be the reason I didn't find someone else while she was finishing college.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Kara and I are still close friends, and I always welcomed an opportunity to talk to her when something was on her mind. That's part of the reason y'all are here. I told her if she ever came by, I'd keep a place for her no matter what.
That reminds me. I want to thank you for opening your home to us.
It's my pleasure, Sam. Besides, finding an apartment here on such short notice would have been too hard on you folks. If I can make that easier on you, and it helps Kara out, I have no problems letting you stay here as long as you like.
You're a real sweetheart, Graydon.
It sounds like Trevor and Bobby are enjoying this new change as well. I thought you said Bobby was upset about the move. Sure didn't look that way when I talked to him.
Bobby discovered he had something in common with Trevor. I'll admit it was something even I wasn't sure of myself.
Oh? What was that?
The fact that Trevor's been without his mother for most of his life.
Oh, right.
Graydon, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Kara. You need to know anyway. I have to confess that there's a side reason as to why I let you come live here. Trevor's had a very hard time dealing with not having a mother. I was kind of hoping you might be able to help him a little. I'm not asking you to be his mother or anything like that, but if you could help Trevor by giving him a mother's ear, I would really appreciate it.
I'd be more than happy to. Trevor's a sweet young man, just like you. I've got more than enough love to share.
That means a great deal to me, and I know it'll make Trevor happy as well.
Would it be okay to ask how it happened?
Y'all sure you want to hear it? It's a really upsetting story.
You've been there for me when I needed a shoulder to cry on. Now it's my turn.
All right. Well, Trevor hadn't even been a month old before it happened. Leanne was very good at hiding it, and I didn't find out until it was too late.
What happened?
I discovered, shortly after she gave birth, that Leanne was suffering from what's called Huntington's disease. It's a disease that eats away at the brain cells and nerves, causing a loss of basic body functions.
Oh, dear.
To this day, I still don't know why she hid from me for so long. And now I'll never know. By the time she told me, it was far too late to do anything. One of the last things she told me was that I didn't have to worry about Trevor. The disease hadn't passed to him.
I'm so sorry, Graydon.
I haven't stopped thinking about her, even once since the day she passed.
After all that, you're still letting us stay here?
Like I said, Trevor needs a mother figure in his life.
I'm happy to help any way I can.
Thank you, Kara. Now, I made you a promise to take y'all out to dinner, and I haven't made a promise that I've broken to you in several years. I'm not starting now.
I'll go get Bobby and Trevor.
I have to show I care. Now, more than ever before. My friends mean a lot to me. You know I'm always there, heart open, ready for more. Each of you, I'm glad to see. A friend would love to spare, ready if you have to roar. That's what I need to be.